Michael Chen, you have just become an American citizen. How does it feel?
Good.
Are you really going to be this difficult?
No.
So how was the ceremony?
It was good. I mean, a lot of sitting around, waiting for people to file up and, you know, check in and stuff. Once the ceremony began, it was interesting. You know, they did the same thing as you did, where they had everyone.
Which you can read at DaveChen.net.
Right. Yeah, they did pretty much the same stuff as you did. But, yeah, when they read the countries, no one knew that they had to keep standing up. So people kept standing up and sitting down. And then they told half of them to, like, stay standing and stuff, and not everyone did it. And, it was kind of a mess. And and there's this baby crying, and, like, a bunch of cell phones went off. So people just weren't listening to the dudes talk about how it's a federal courtroom and now we need to
silence your cell phones and your babies.
Yeah, basically, yeah. I mean, once the judge enters the room, it becomes federal, you know, federal territory. So you need to show respect, and people just didn't do that.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah, but I was amazed by the process. I thought it was really cool to, even though, like, it cost us like a buttload of money to have to do it, and as opposed to just, like, coming here and being born here. You know, I think we got to sit in on, like, a process that not, like, a lot of our friends don't appreciate.
I think we appreciate being American citizens more, even though we weren't born American citizens.
Yeah. And especially because we weren't born American citizens.
So. Which is ironic, or whatever the word is.
No, it's not ironic. Anyway, yeah. I thought it was a cool process, and it's really nice to be a part of it.
A woman who's singing the Star Spangled.
Oh, yeah. There's this woman who's, like, really... She's, like, really boisterous. It was hard to be mad at her, though, because she's so excited to be, like, a citizen. And she's, like, from Brazil. And, well, there's, like, a ton of people from Brazil.
Yeah. Yeah, my ceremony, too. A lot of people from Brazil.
Just, like, when you said Brazil, like, half the room stood up or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought there would be a lot from, like, the Asian countries, but there weren't.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's from Brazil, and she just, she kept, like, congratulating everyone around her, and, like, she kept singing the Star Spangled Banner, and she didn't know the lyrics.
Like, just continuously throughout the ceremony?
No, she sang it, like, a couple verses. I'm making air quotes here, but, yeah, she sang a couple of, like, stanzas of it, and none of them were right, so. I was annoyed at her at the beginning, but, like, later on, I was, like, appreciating her enthusiasm. So,
any closing thoughts?
I'm grateful to be a part of this this country and to have experienced the process that so many people go through.
Yeah.
And I guess the sheer number of people who are sitting in that room.
How many people were in the room?
430.
Okay. So 400 to 900.
So. Wow. So yeah. So I mean, this happens every week, you know, and, like, yeah. It's just interesting to see how many people are getting naturalized every week.
Yeah.
In the United States. So really cool process.
Yep. Expensive one though.
Yeah. So this is Mike Chen signing off.